Well, thanks very much for giving me the floor, Chairperson, and let me take this opportunity to congratulate you, Ambassador Akram, on your re-election as the Chairperson Rapporteur of this very important working group. South Africa would also like to take this opportunity to thank the Deputy High Commissioner for her statement and indeed for her very useful introductory remarks, which set a very good context for our meeting. We fully align ourselves with the statement made by the coordinator of the African group, the Ambassador of Cameroon, and indeed we align ourselves with the statement made by Azerbaijan on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. Chairperson, this year, 2021, marks the 35 years since the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Declaration on the Right to Development. Regrettably, we note with grave concern that inequality has reached crisis proportions around the world, and this poses a growing threat to our collective future in the promotion and protection of all human rights. The COVID-19 pandemic is shining a spotlight on the injustice which is disproportionately affecting persons in vulnerable situations, especially women and children. Now, more than ever, the international community is faced with ever-increasing global challenges which have converged in a multi-front assault on human dignity. These challenges have manifested themselves through growing levels of poverty, inequality, unemployment, further exacerbated by financial and economic crises due to notably the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, the displacement of peoples, and other global problems. This requires a comprehensive multilateral, regional, as well as national response, inclusive of whole of government and whole of society engagement. Indeed, we firmly believe that the elaboration of the legally binding instrument on the right development is as urgent and as much needed than ever before. South Africa recognizes the right to development both under the international law and under its domestic law. South Africa is a state party to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, which explicitly mentions the right to development in its preamble and in Article 22, which is testimony to the continent's commitment towards the practical realization of the right to development. Similarly, the 2030 Agenda and Sustainable Development Goals give content to the right to development, in particular the commitment to the critical means of implementation. Chairperson, while the work on the elaboration of a legally binding instrument on the right to development continues, the United Nations system and all relevant bodies should be engaged in mainstreaming the right to development into their objectives, policies, and programs to make sure that no one is left behind. In the same vein, the important role of the High Commissioner in identifying and implementing concrete projects on the right to development cannot be overemphasized. In conclusion, Chairperson, my delegation wants to assure you of our continued active participation in this process, and we are equally pleased that the working group will be continuing with its deliberations on the draft convention on the legally binding instrument on the right to development. I thank you.